This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia's repeated attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure are leaving millions of civilians in the cold and the dark this winter. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Crews bring in heavy machinery to clear rubble while residents pick through the debris of shattered homes. These were the scenes Thursday across Ukraine. In the capital, Kyiv, Odessa in the south, and Lviv all the way in the west, after the biggest wave of Russian missile strikes in weeks. The targets? Power stations and other critical infrastructure. The Associated Press and the PBS series Frontline have independently documented more than 40 attacks by Russia on Ukraine's electrical, heat, water, and telecommunications facilities since February. But President Vladimir Zelensky vows Russia may try to force Ukrainians to celebrate the new year in the dark, but Ukraine will survive and drive them out. I'm Ben Thomas.
Brazilian soccer legend Pelé being remembered around the world following his death Thursday at the age of 82.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
There was a fan from Brazil speaking about Pelé. Santos, the club team where Pelé played, said in a statement the public can pay respects, that is, Monday and before Tuesday's funeral at the team's home stadium near São Paulo, where he played some of his best matches. Zimbabwe has banned all lithium exports, citing it as losing more than 1 billion euros exporting it as a raw mineral and not developing its vast supply for battery use in country. The Zimbabwe Ministry of Mines and Mining Development said it would also clamp down on the artisanal miners digging up lithium, that is, and smuggling the mineral out of the country. This is VOA News. The Vatican announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious, and stable, but that his condition remains serious. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Marca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Pakistan said Thursday that at least three soldiers, its soldiers, were killed in clashes with terrorists near the volatile border with Afghanistan. No group has claimed responsibility. The Pakistani border province has experienced almost daily militant attacks in recent months, with most of them aimed at security forces. And with the major shift in China's COVID-19 policy, Beijing putting the focus back on the economic growth to lessen the blow to the economy from the surge of infected people, Chinese officials are letting people who test positive for COVID-19 return to work, even though that could accelerate the spread of that virus. And the search for bodies resumed Friday at the Fire Ravage Hotel Casino in the Cambodian border town of Phopet. The Grand Diamond City complex was heavily damaged in a blaze that broke out around midnight Wednesday. At least 19 people died, more than 60 others injured. An initial investigation revealed the fire may be electrical related. AP correspondent Margie Sardaletta, that is, reports on Ryan Seacrest's New Year's Eve preparations up in New York City.
Duran Duran, New Edition, and J-Hope of BTS are among the stars who will perform in New York's Times Square for ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Ryan Seacrest will host with YouTube personality Liza Koshy. Seacrest says he's predicting big crowds and something to go wrong.
Live television is all about the unexpected. We all have unexpected moments unfold on live TV. And it's interesting. We don't know what's coming a lot on our show.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And once again, our top story, Russia's repeated attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving millions of civilians in the cold and dark in the frigid winter in Ukraine. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.